XS, Shafir, who's the what's good? It's your boy, Malume YouTube, and welcome back to Malume's Mic, episode 11. We got Daddy 2.0.
Hello, of course.
We got Tron. Guys, we've got Tron Pyre, guys. We've got
Tron Hello.
Pyre. Can we just get a Hello. some sort of congratulations to Tron Pyre? Did you hear the halala?
I love it. Let me hear it.
Halala.
Oh my god. It's the right one.
How long did that take you?
If you guys don't know Tron is, he's one of our boys. He's a musician.
Let him introduce himself.
Beautiful dog man. I'm doing his introduction.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Go ahead.
Beautiful dog man.
Of course.
Yeah, very gifted. If I had to say do re mi fa sol la ti, you might just faint.
Do it.
Oh my goodness, at the end, maybe.
Watch until the end to hear Tron Pyre say
Tron is the homie that won in the last season of Looking from Jordan.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. Champions League only. Of course.
Lucas couldn't do it.
Yeah, Lucas has a meeting. Lucas is doing his masters, guys, so he has a meeting. So
wait. And if you guys are wondering, is Lucas fired? Are we doing better in season two or what? Yes, he is.
I didn't start drinking too much. Was that water? Too much water. Yeah. But today's nice, man. Today's different. Today we're speaking about your initial feeling when you meet a girl, man.
Oh yes.
How you ask her out? How vulnerable are you?
Ooh.
How do you see if it's working? How do you pull out if it's not working? Hey, no, pull out from the relationship. Not from that one.
Okay.
Yeah. Basically, how you build on communication. How do you have sexual conversations? How do you see what she likes sexually? You know what I'm saying?
Well, let's go.
Yeah. You get what I'm saying? So that's the conversation for today. But before that, how have you guys been? How are you?
Straight
let's start with, let's talk. Can you hear me though?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Let's start with Tron.
Oh, I've been all right.
Introduce yourself.
I'm Tron Pyre. I'm a musician. Sitting on this beautiful couch with the homies. We about to get into it.
Dango.
How have I been?
Don't ever say that again.
It sounds very provocative. I've been good. I'm actually happy to be here. I haven't seen the homies in a minute.
Congratulations.
Any failed talking stages?
Nah. My talking stage is We having conversations. Let's go.
But like in the 20 minute break we had from the previous podcast, any failed talking stages?
I didn't touch my phone, so I don't know.
It could be one that failed.
It could be
a what are we? Yeah, nah, guys, in the previous episode 2 minutes ago, some sort of the same. Same brew.
Yeah, die, boys.
So I want to get from you guys. Now, when you first see a girl that you like, what's your initial feeling? What's in your mind? What are you thinking? The goal of your dreams.
Should I start?
You sound very eager too.
Because for me, it's very simple. And I don't know if it's privilege. I don't know if it's
good. Who told you the word privilege, man?
I'm not sure if you're using
the word privilege properly.
I don't know, because I'm starting to be aware of who I am. And I'm very privileged.
Wow.
Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So I've realized that I'm incapable of fassaring.
We know that.
Oh, everybody knows that.
Yeah.
It's on camera.
Just to give you guys context, go watch season two of
Exactly.
Matani is able to quote a woman. So Matani grew up with this thing that you guys all know very well. It's called pretty privilege.
Yeah.
He had a beard before
Green
most
night.
Of us.
Green
He had a very great night. So he's been having a nice, you know, journey with the woman.
Yeah.
So now obviously as he's aging, he's seeing that no man.
I don't have to fast.
You don't have to fast anymore.
But you know what the downfall of that is?
Yeah.
Man? I remember we went to a certain club. And then I got there. So in my head, I always think that, ew, just chill, it will come.
She will come.
Oh my goodness.
So you know what the thing is? I've grown accustomed to not fussing. So I get to the club or I get to a space and I'm entitled to pretty women talking to me.
Yo, Beyonce,
what's going on?
What's Rihanna?
Yo, Rihanna, please.
It's something I struggle with.
No, speak on.
I was hoping that you guys can help me reflect and understand where I'm coming from.
So wait, you get to the club and then you see a girl that you find attractive.
No, I pull the walk.
You pull the walk.
I pull the walk.
Okay. What's the walk?
What's the walk?
Should I stand up and shoot you?
It's a podcast.
Explain.
It's been tricky though. Because
yeah,
I don't know. I really got used to you don't have to say much, and it's been my downfall. Because now I have to, quote unquote, settle for whatever's coming my way. Anyway, take that out.
Yo.
So it's to tell you the truth, I am incapable of fussing.
Yeah.
I
don't know where to start.
Oh, so for you, when you see a girl at the club for the first time, you're hoping she comes to you.
I pray and hope. But thing is, as soon as I give you, you want to see the look?
You look at me like that?
No, it's got something.
It's got something. I see it.
I don't know. And I worry about it because your privilege will only, you have a finite amount of privilege. It will run out at some point.
It's not like you're speaking about something so serious, dog.
Bro.
And you're so serious when you're saying it.
It's a genuine concern of mine.
And like, I genuinely like worry about it.
I do, dog. I'm not even tripping.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
Like, I genuinely do. Because I don't think my wife is going to run up to me.
Yeah, she won't.
Yeah. That means I have to run up to her.
But now at least you know, if you ever get married and you court your wife, it's a beautiful story. I grew up in pretty privilege. I saw my wife and I had to remove the privilege.
Yeah. She's a special one. She's a special one that gets you to speak.
Yeah, for me, it's, I don't know. I wish I could.
Okay, now I hear you. What do you do, Trump?
When
you
first when I see a girl that I like.
Or a broad, as you call them.
Yeah.
Cocos goes broad.
Yeah, yeah. I call them broads, apparently. I like that, though. What do I don't know. I always respond to like the feeling, right? So yeah. I'm a very like random person. Like if I see a girl that I like, I'm always gonna speak on what I see, right? Mm-hmm. Because I'm obviously going there because I'm seeing something that I like. So I'll tell her that.
Yeah.
It's usually the first thing that I'll get into, and then from there it's a conversation.
So what do you say? So let's say my lady's a girl. Action.
My lady's a girl.
Action.
If I was a hard
action.
You look amazing.
Oh yeah.
It's as simple as that. Like,
and that works.
People want to hear nice things about themselves.
That works.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If they like you too, it's gonna work. But if you're just another guy in the club, it's gonna like bounce off their ears, you know? Yeah. What do you do?
What do you do?
But I like a girl.
Because clearly it's working.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
But I like a
Oh.
Like, it depends where I am. Yeah.
Scandalous scandal.
My like little scandal.
If I'm at the club,
yeah,
I always have the same questions. Yo, what's up? Are you with anybody tonight?
Yeah.
Then I know, like, if she sees me and she finds me attractive, she'll say no. Even if she is.
Yeah.
Someone. The ones there's the no, I know that I can literally be myself and just full press. Compliment to another, whatever, during my section or whatever. Have a conversation. Mm. If she says, yes, she's with someone, I'm like, okay, cool, sharp, enjoy your night.
Oh, no, that's cool. But you're a bit of a brave guy.
Yeah. Now let me take notes.
Like, that's brave.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah.
And I don't mind taking an hour because, like Matlady said in the past 7 episodes, there's plenty of fish in the sea.
Yeah.
Fishes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, if I see her going in a non club setting, most of the time, like, I'm not going to give her much attention if I like her.
That works.
If she's in the general.
No. Like if we're at a house party.
Okay.
And a bride.
I need to clarify that.
Yeah,
yo, we love everybody. General VIP, yes. Pull up.
I won't give her much attention.
Yeah.
And then eventually once I gauge her, I want to see how she's like with her friends. Because you know, when you see a girl for the first time, when you see how she's like with her friends, that's what you're going to be receiving after like maybe like a month or two. That's her most vulnerable, most comfortable state.
Yeah.
So if I like that, then I'm going to full press.
Do you know what I usually tend to do? Like, I'll wait it out a bit. Like, if we're in a room and there's a girl that I like and then I want to speak to her, I won't go there first. So I'm going to try and make eye contact. If we lock eyes and then I feel like there's a chance or like energies like shared sensation between us, then I'll do something about it. You know what I'm saying? I don't just rock up, like, because if I did that, then yo, yes, the conversion rate wouldn't be so great. Yeah, you can't just rock up, like,
but it's also, as much as it's difficult to say, it's a bit difficult. Not everybody has it in them.
What, Tufasa?
Tufasa.
Yeah, some people have pretty privilege.
Yeah, some people don't. Most people don't. And then, because thing is, sometimes you try to study what's going on.
Yeah.
One thing I've noticed, and correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
When it comes to the counterpart, females.
Yeah.
There's always an alpha male there, dog.
Yeah, yo,
wait. Like in the female
leader.
Group.
Yeah,
oh,
the
yes.
Team leader.
Oh, yes.
Group. No, you have to massage her, my boy. You have to ask her what she's drinking, my boy.
You know what's crazy?
Oh, yes.
If there's someone that you like and it's not the alpha male, that person always seeks approval on the after male, on the alpha male.
I hate it so much.
Oh,
I hate
okay. So we noticed it.
No, we've experienced all of that.
Okay, alpha males must stop in female circles.
Alpha males must fall.
Alpha males,
we want you out.
Let your friends be free.
You're holding your friends back.
You know, know what they'll say? Chomi, I don't think he's for you. And then they'll go DM him when she gets
when
home.
When you get home. Yeah. That's what they're doing, friends.
Yeah, that's what they're doing, friends.
Yo.
Switch on, Chomi. Switch on. What did you...
the alpha male curse. I hate it.
So, go. So now when you ask her, now you see, we meet the girl, we've got the initial attraction.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now obviously, if it's at the club, you kissed, an exchange of number or DMs, my Instagram, it's 22.0.
I do that only.
Yeah.
Instagram.
So now what happens the next day? You guys go on a date. Yeah. And now you see there's potential in this woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the potential is for like, there's potential to have fun.
Yes.
You know, we don't think long term.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. That takes time. If a man ever says, yo, when I first saw you, he's lying to you. It takes time. It takes a lot of time.
Okay.
Now you're on the dating thing, nah?
Yeah.
How do you tell a girl that you're here for a good time, not a long time? Or how do you tell her that you're here for a long time?
You know what's crazy? That's what I want to know, Doug. Because my thing is, I'm always here for a short time. What are you guys laughing?
What?
Oh gosh.
That is so scandalous. Let me explain. Because maybe it needs context.
Okay.
So if you live life, and you've been inconvenienced at some point, you try to avoid the inconvenience.
Yeah,
also, he's saying if you have trauma.
I get
trauma.
That. Yeah.
Trauma.
Nah,
I think my auntie has trauma.
I get that. Because
the thing is, I don't want to put you through what I went through.
Exactly.
And I don't want to go through the same thing.
Exactly.
Nah, and then why do you suddenly develop some strong man energy and say, you are treating me like shit?
How do you develop some strong energy?
It's tricky, dog.
Yeah.
Thing is, I if I'm in a club, can I speak on this, dog?
Speak on it, dog.
I'm meeting you, ma'am.
Yeah.
Mbubeni, fictional. Relax. I meet you at a club. I'm definitely meeting you at a club, and I'm doing club shit.
In the club.
Why, when we exchange contacts, Instagrams, whatever, why do you text me the next day on some, I understand I had a good time with you? Because I did. Don't ask me what are we doing tomorrow. We're not doing anything.
Oh my God, Future.
Oh my goodness.
God damn.
God.
Yo.
Hey,
yo,
you guys must do some shit.
Whoever wants to DM you now is going to retract the DM.
But no, I still have to explain. Give him the mic.
Oh, where? Oh, Lucas, tap in.
Yo, I hear you boys. And you guys are talking a lot about the club. And none of you guys have ever fell into a relationship from the club.
You don't know.
Nigga, how long have I known you?
Yeah,
None of you guys have ever fell in love. The club.
You're right.
Me, I want to hear context about how you guys fell in love when you guys fell in love for that time. The last time you fell in love. Where did that start and how did that play out?
That's why you fired.
Yo, that's why you fired. We don't need triggers in the room.
Yeah.
Mine is simple. And it's tricky this time.
It's a bit tricky. Let's get into it.
Me. When I got in my last relationship,
yeah,
I didn't think I would. Nah? So how do we do that thing? It was natural progression more in the other party.
Yeah.
It was a thing of like, okay, dog, we're hanging out every day, we're going out every day, we're saying good night, you're saying good morning. What's next?
Oh, so most of the time when you're with a girl, you just go with the flow.
Yeah. I try to answer your questions.
But then once she comes up with the question, you're like, shit, I have to answer.
I have to answer. Mm. So that's what I do. I say, oh, we can try what you want to try. But for me, personally, it's like, nah.
No, wait, are you going to forget your point?
Nah, I don't want to speak on that point.
No, I hear his point. His point is let the girl take control. And then if it makes sense for him to make that decision, he lets her make it.
I wouldn't say I would let the girl take control. But another thing is like, I don't like projecting situations onto like right now.
Yeah.
So whatever's happening right now, I need to
say that louder. Say it one more time.
I do not like projecting situations onto what's happening right now. Like, so if we're cool right now and we're getting along and we're getting to know each other, I'm going to take that for what it is. Because if I start visualizing you in a wedding dress and you don't end up in it, it's going to get me messed up.
Yeah, it's going to mess me up.
So I try to manage expectations when I'm like talking to girls, because you never know, like people evolve. Yeah. People wake up and they're like, nah, I don't like the fact that Ronald has a goatee. He should have a full beard. You know what I mean? Like people change.
Like they told you this before.
Trigger word. I think we need to trade this nigga with Lucas.
Let's go. But I get you, bro. I get you. Yeah. I think with me, like initially with the girl, shame, like 9 times out of 10.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10. If I like a girl, I'm gonna literally like, I'm gonna treat her like an egg, man.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean I wanna date you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's also confusing for a lot of girls too.
When it you is. Do
that, it's very confusing. Because why is he so good to me, but he doesn't want to keep me? Like, yeah.
But I think that's at the same time, 9 times out of 10, I will literally be like, yo, I'm not trying to be doing anything serious. I want this to be non-exclusive.
You know what the thing is with that, nah? And it's not necessarily from the guy's perspective. Guys or girls will say that I'm not trying to do this thing, but their action would mean something different.
Yeah.
At least that's how it's interpreted.
But I think it's so unfair that like I can say I want to be exclusive with you, then I'm gonna treat you like shit.
You don't have to treat me like shit, but you don't have to.
No, but if I treat you, why are you gonna say actions speak louder than words?
Not necessarily.
Yo, but like, how do you manage a situation? Like if I'm the kind of person, like, if I like you and I care about you, I'm going to get you flowers. I'm going to open doors for you. I'm going to pull the chair out for you. If that's how I am, how do I not be myself with you? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What's
answer,
the fix?
Answer, help us. Answer, Papa.
Me, dog. And I can't answer because
Can we get a female perspective?
Please.
Can we get a female perspective?
Who's brave? Yeah.
Let's say, like, you're with a guy, man. And he says, yo, I'm not trying to do anything serious with you, but I want to, like, he treats you well.
Yeah.
How does that guys make you? How does it make you guys feel? Like his actions behave like a boyfriend. Come, shift up for Naomi.
Hey, yo.
Shift up for Naomi.
Zena.
Naomi, let's go.
Hey, you want the mic?
Give me the mic.
Yeah.
Trapped. That's my answer.
Makes
trapped.
You feel
what
trapped.
What do you mean?
Why? What do you mean
trapped.
By that? What do you mean by that? What do you mean
like
by
being
that?
Confusing. Answer the question.
What do you mean by that?
Balibi, please.
A better answer, please.
Better answer.
A better answer.
Let's go.
Oh, Tabi, pull through.
Okay.
Because it's like you're trying to do everything that you do, you would do in a relationship, but you don't want to commit.
Yes.
That's how it feels initially.
And then what's wrong with that?
That's what we're saying.
Women like security. Like women like to feel
wait. So, this is not me trying to invalidate what you're saying. So you find security in the words of "I want to be in a committed relationship," like just that expression of "let's be boyfriend and girlfriend." You find
not initially, but just don't say that in the beginning. If you say that in the beginning, that's the impression that we get initially.
Aware.
Like, I can't judge you for saying that. Like, I actually think it's a good thing that you say that in the beginning so that we know where this is going. But that the initial impression is that this person does not want to commit, but wants relationship benefits.
So now what happens if I say I don't want to commit to you? And I want to get the relationship benefits.
That's
and
what
I
want to
treat you well. Is that
so
a
now
wrong
you're
thing?
Validating exactly what I'm feeling. If you tell me that, hey, I don't want to commit, but I will treat you so and so and
but
so.
But it's up to you to leave.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying that's the initial thought that
you
I
want.
Would have.
So you prefer for us to say we want to be non-exclusive. You want
I can't tell you what I prefer.
Why not?
I'm saying it's a good thing that you tell him that in the beginning.
Yeah. Don't
communicate. Okay, communicate early
so
that you don't want to be.
I'm not even saying you're on the wrong side. I'm just saying that that's the thought I would have.
Yeah.
So, but would you like it? Let's say I said non-exclusive, and we're doing it, and you
I
agree.
Wouldn't like it. It would fuck up my mind, for sure.
Yeah. So why do you say?
Yeah, because at the same, I don't know.
So why do you say yes then?
Why do I?
Why do you agree on the terms and conditions, but you fail to follow them?
Because I think a lot of people agree.
It's okay.
Agree to things because in that moment you think like, I can deal with this. But then as time goes on, you know.
And also sometimes people want you so bad they're willing to latch onto whatever version of you they can get access to.
Also like,
you know what I'm saying? So
also
it's kind of like,
it's like she can agree initially, but it's okay for to change her mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always okay to change your mind.
No. Like, don't. The question didn't stop. I have one more. So. Have you ever been in a situation where you saw a guy, a fine gentleman, and then you looked at him and you thought to yourself, you would be great, but for the next 2 days?
No.
Oh, okay. That's what's different.
Oh, no.
Wait.
That's low-key.
That is speaking about himself.
Wait. So.
I don't know. That sounds like you're making people aren't objects. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
People are not objects. Yeah. You can't just say this is for... I don't know. I don't do that.
But can I ask something else?
Yeah.
Have you ever been in a situation where a thing was great for the first week and then it went down for after the week?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So now if you can identify
But it's not what I anticipated in the beginning. It's just what happens in life. Things don't go the way you expected it. But I didn't tell myself that in the beginning. It's not the mindset I had.
Are you capable of accepting that?
Yes. Because that's how life is.
So if me, just say that I liked you. Okay. And I said, hey, but I'll like you for a week. How should I present that to you?
How do you know that?
Because I've been in the market for a while.
then you don't like them. You just want them to, I don't know, benefit you for a week.
And then how do
then
you
expi- say that? Don't say how I do like express you. That in a, don't use no, the no, no, word no. inappropriately.
How do you express that how in a respectful what? Manner?
That what?
I like you for a week.
Yeah.
That I want you for a week.
Max.
Say, hey, dude. I think this is a convenient situation for me. Are you down? If you're down, let me know. If you're not, I would understand.
Yes. I think the trick is I don't ask. I assume. Are you down?
Yeah. Wait. My lady, you assume that like they're going to be cool like if you just dip off the week? You're so sensational.
Yo, thank you.
Ayo, that was amazing.
Yeah, okay. The 20 minutes ago, it's not the role me.
Yeah.
So because now... You want the mic? Yeah. So now, let's say we're talking to a girl that's nice, it's flowing.
Yeah.
At what stage do you guys become vulnerable? I'm talking about childhood traumas. I'm talking about mommy, daddy issues. I'm talking about financial problems. I'm talking about what your pocket can do. At what stage do you guys feel comfortable? You can even give me a time period.
Yeah.
Or you can even give me like a signal.
The vulnerability chat for me is tricky because... I'm a very expressive person. Mm. People confuse the fact that I'm able to express things as me being vulnerable. Mm. I can just explain things. You know what I'm saying? But like getting to a point where I can actually tell you like things that actually ail me, that bother me, or like that weigh on me. Like if I have tension between the homies and I want to, it takes a while. Cause I feel like trust is something that you build over a long period of time and you practice things that make you feel like you trust people.
Yeah.
Like you leave them with keys, you leave them with your phone, you leave them with whatever, and you see how they
engage.
You leave them with the crib. You see how they engage with little things that don't mean much, but they add up. You know what I'm saying? So over time, you can be like, and you watch how they interact or engage with other people in certain situations where you'd want to tell them shit. Like you listen to her speak about her friend stuff and how she responds about. You know what I'm saying? Then you pick up like, oh, I can actually navigate this conversation like this, or I'm just not gonna have it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So. You have to just observe over time and assess the stuff. Like, can't just rock up and Jay Vulin Lay like you want to express.
But I understand what you're saying. I do the same thing.
Yeah.
But in terms of a time thing, I've managed to realize that whatever I say here, even if this ends, it wouldn't mean much. So I've used that as a platform to say that okay, I can express myself as much as I want to. Because I hope
it explain for me better. I'm confused.
You come, we meet, we rock.
Yeah. Nah? Yeah.
And then it's time for me to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yo, you triggered me. No, so we meet, we rock. I'm not one to I actively know that okay, the certain things are personal, but I try to be as open as possible. I'll tell you what ails me. I'll tell you what bothers me. And then I hope that you're decent enough not to make this a spectacle, not to hold this against me.
Yeah.
Because I won't do the same with you.
Yeah.
So I do understand and trusting, but if I'm in a space with you and I'm sharing a space with you, I want to share it completely.
Yeah.
I want to say, okay,
this no matter which stage, no matter if you just met the person,
If I was comfortable enough for you to sit here on the couch, for me to and you to have a discussion, I'm willing to answer whatever you are asking.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to share in the hopes that, okay, whatever information that you're going to get from me, you're going to put it somewhere in a component there, and then you're going to tell me what I need to hear.
Yeah.
You're going to use that information to say, okay, look at it this way, look at it that way.
Yeah.
So I'm not one to say, I'm not going to say anything until I know that I can trust you.
True.
I give you the trust first.
I get that.
Or a little bit of
Well, I'm fine.
That's part of my problem.
You know what's my thing, though? I feel like... people are different and we should treat them as different people, right? Yeah. So there's no formula. Like today I could meet you, we could be at a club today and then we share a moment, and then I can actually open up to you about certain things. You know what I'm saying? That's not me being an idiot. You know, it's just what you inspire out of me. Sometimes we at the club, and then I meet you, and you just surface level. You telling me about your Instagram, bro? Like, you telling me about your Insta?
Like, this post only got 150 likes.
No, my God, you're not liking it quick enough, like, bro.
And you didn't like it.
Come on, bro. And you didn't.
And then it's a fight. Like,
it's a big fight.
You know what I mean?
Like, my post. I was talking to you.
So yeah, I think people are different, and it's like different people inspire different things out of you.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
I get you with me. It's the same thing. Like I. Yeah, with me it's like, you know what I do now with girls, I feel like I always test girls throughout the talking stage. So like, I'll tell you about a small thing, then I'll see how you react, then I see, okay, cool, do you have affection, do you have love, do you have care, do you have sympathy? Then if I go, if you don't have any of those things within a small thing, best believe you're not gonna hear shit about me. You won't hear about my childhood traumas, you won't hear about my problems. Like, I'm not gonna let you in until I see you actually caring, I see you actually being there, having that woman thing that the woman thing that women do. Yeah, exactly. That one. Do you get what I'm saying? And most of the time, like, I only really speak and I only really communicate once I'm within a relationship. Yeah.
So now I hear you guys talking about like being inspired and you know what you might want and what you might not want. At the end of the day, like when you meet somebody, yes, you meet all different kinds of characters and you meet like different girls wherever you go. What is that one thing that you guys individually look for that then converts that into, this is where I would like to spend most of my time?
Oh, yeah.
I want to pursue this further. This, what is that thing that inspires you to want a relationship with a girl that you just met or wherever it is?
Yeah. Hey, you know, for me is, let's... You get the tangible and the intangible stuff.
Of course.
For me, as soon as I'm in your space and I feel comfortable, I'm ready to rock.
Like her apartment?
Not necessarily. If I'm in your space, if we were taking a walk, I feel comfortable next to you, then I'm ready to do everything with you. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
It's just that. And sometimes you get it and sometimes you don't. And you know as soon as you open your mouth that you do have it or not. Some people are very... It's a shell that you have to crack. Yeah. And some people are very, eat me, man.
Yeah.
I'm saying?
For me, bro, Jesus. For me, bro, I think... such a trick. I'm going to drink a lot of wine today. For me, it's tricky. I'm joking.
I'm drinking water.
For me, bro, it's like, it's how much care you have for the people around you, for your family, for me, for my friends. Like if I say, yo, Matladi fucking got a sub for his semester test, if you're like, yo, damn, I'm like, hey, but if you're like, serious, is he okay? Like you switch on, I'm like, okay, cool, you care about the people around me. If I'm like, yo, my mom, like if someone just automatically instantly reacts to what I'm telling them about my life, about my friends, family, then I'm like, damn, you're a good woman. Also, how she reacts to her problems.
And how she handles
her problems.
That's
very important. Once I see that you can care for yourself, care for your family, care for me and my family, people around me, and obviously a whole lot of other things, because I'm very, very picky. Like, as much as that part, like, you must have a whole lot of things that I must say yes to before I enjoy you. So if you, that's the main, but if you got that main thing, oh, wow.
I think mine is like it's the same, it's similar to both of you guys, like, but I'm big on like being comfortable, because what I find with myself, like as I grow older, I'm always like,
you're old now, yo.
It's a bit kumulakaya. I find myself having conversations like trying to like dismiss my ego, because I feel like my ego in relationships kind of protects me. And whenever I feel like I need my ego to protect me, I shouldn't be in a relationship with you. Whenever the ego becomes a factor, then I should. So I should be comfortable enough to be like, I can hit you at any time. Like, it's not a question of when I wake up, who's texting first. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I should be able to be like, I'm hitting her up because I feel comfortable enough. You know what I'm saying? It's not a battle to like do that. So
speak on it.
So like, yeah, if I'm able to be comfortable, and with the trust thing for me again is, and I know all the homies in the room could probably agree, right?
Yeah,
the trust thing for me is weird, especially at this point, because it's like people are aware of who you are, right? So they'll ask you things. And sometimes a lot of us, because we want to express those things and we feel like people care about us, we forget that some people are more curious than they are concerned.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So some people want to know what's going on with Tron so they can go on the Finsta and be like,
yo,
oh, by the way,
Tron.
Oh, by the way,
Tron, trigger warning.
Trigger warning.
Do
you know what I mean? Like,
TW.
Now you're on Finsta.
TW.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Trigger warning. But like, so it's things like, so I'm very like alert. Like I pay attention to little things like, that's why I have to take my time before I actually say things.
Yeah.
Because I need to watch how you navigate your own gossip.
Yeah. also, I feel like we can all comment on this because we've all been on public platforms at a high scale.
Yeah.
How do you guys actually like deal with the fact that you don't know if it goes into you or into what social media has painted you to be?
I have a simple rule.
Yeah.
Don't call me Tron. It's too impersonal.
Oh.
Like if you're in my personal space and you're calling me Tron, it's kind of weird. Like we're existing together and I'm still Tirano to you. But I mean,
I know it's tricky for you because your whole thing is like,
No, for me, it's sorry to just for me, if I'm with a girl and she's like, yeah, I'm chilling with Tata Rampedi, why are you saying my surname?
But you see, I will let the Tron thing slide because it's Tron, right? It's like easy. Yeah. But then you can tell when it's like an exciting thing that you I'm talking to Tron or that's Tron, like I'm with Tron. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like some people really just want to echo the fact that they're with this person that everybody wishes
they were with.
They're around or whatever, you know? So it's like, Matadi.
I don't know. I will give you the benefit of the doubt. That's the thing of...
Yeah. Yo, my boy, you setting yourself up.
I don't know. It's tricky. When we went out the one time, we got there and then it was clearly visible that I know that guy.
Yeah.
But I never want to assume.
Yeah.
I never want to say, okay, you are here because of that. Because that takes away from me, actually. From who I am.
Yeah.
I want to give myself that idea that, okay, you would still like... this without the YouTube, or without this, or without that. So it is something that you have to take note of, but it's never a big concern. It's not the first thing that comes to my mind.
I get that.
How do you navigate that as Tato Rampedi, bro?
Must be crazy.
How do you know when a girl's really there because they like you?
You know what the crazy thing is, dog? It's like most of the time girls lie about how much they know. Number one.
Women lie.
Number two, it's like
women lie.
A girl might not know me, but now when she gets to know me, she might switch up.
Uh huh.
Yes.
She's like, oh, you're like that guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So for me, most of the time, it's like I don't trust women at all.
Yeah. Sorry.
I don't trust women. Like my talking stages will probably be very long.
Wait. Can I just ask? Like, what is like? How do you guys like the talking stage thing? Do you have a time period? Like,
because
I feel like there's a lot of people that have like a cap. Like, I've been talking to this nigga for 3 months. Why is he not doing anything?
Yeah,
do you know what I mean.
Like,
and do you guys have that?
Yeah. After 3 months and we haven't gotten anywhere, we probably not gonna get anywhere. Anyway.
Really?
Yeah.
Not really, dog.
Let's be gonna.
Nah, bro. Not really. I was in a talking stage for like 4 or 5 months. Now, just for the last topic for the day, man. The last one. The very last one. Now you're with the girls, good times, you guys are dating or whatever. Either you're talking stage, dating, relationship, marriage. When it's time to speak about sexual things, how do you guys navigate the conversation? Because obviously, you know, some girls get pleasure from A, some girls get pleasure from B. Some girls get pleasure from C. Some girls get pleasure from Z.
Wait. When you say navigate sexual conversation,
you can have sex with someone.
Yeah.
You can have sex with someone, but then you might not be doing it the way they want you to do it. Uh-huh. So now how do you communicate? Like, yo, should I be penetrating? Should I be playing with your clit? Should I be spanking you? Should I be choking you? How do you have that conversation?
I don't think that's ever been a...
You've never had that conversation before?
No. Like, I've never struggled to have that conversation. I've never struggled to have that conversation because I care enough to ask when I'm with you.
Yeah.
Before you have sex.
Do you like this?
Oh, during.
Or during. Bro, I'm a talker, bro.
You like this?
Yeah. No, for real. Like, I have to know because I don't, like... it's a shared experience. If I'm enjoying, you have to enjoy too.
Yeah.
So I have to know like what you like, what you don't like.
So you do it during?
Yeah. Post, during, after.
So you have a post game review.
Feedback review. This is so inappropriate. If my mom sees this, I don't know what they're talking about.
Let's go.
It's definitely, I'm on the same length.
On the during.
I ask.
You see, the during, I get the during for comfort. Are you comfortable? Is it fine? Am I not hurting you? Are we clear? But now, how do you have... Do you guys have the conversation and say, yo, listen, what do you actually want from...
Yeah, you have that conversation.
How do you guys start it then?
Between round one and round two.
Oh my gosh. Yo, my daddy, you're a mad man.
During the
this is a mad dude. This is a mad guy. Yo. Oh my goodness.
I don't, how else would you know if you don't ask?
Yeah. I think one thing, the key point, the reason why I put this point in this thing at the end, I think it's very important as bros, because I'm tired of girls saying that we don't know how to please them. We need to be able to communicate with them and see how to please. And I get it, in the beginning, you know, the first time you have sex with someone, the first couple times, you might just be freestyling.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Doing what you think she might like.
Yeah.
But obviously, you should try reading stuff. But if you're not sure, I think you should have the conversation. Obviously, you can't have the conversation after like two sessions, three sessions.
And I don't know people that do this, but based off of like seeing like conversations on the internet or whatever,
yeah.
I feel like, because women will say, oh, niggas think they slanging dick, but they actually trash. Bro, tell these niggas while they there. Tell these niggas, like, it's not a thing. Like,
communicate.
Say, yo, I don't like it when you do XYZ. Yeah. I like it when you do ABC.
Yo,
you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know, so, because now we have a bunch of niggas who catch say they smoke. Slanging, but y'all are dissing them online. Yeah. So who's slanging?
Also,
like,
I want to say, like, with me, I wouldn't mind the review.
Yeah. I wouldn't.
I think I'd actually appreciate it.
I wouldn't. Yeah. I wouldn't,
so don't
bro.
Think you'll be messing with his ego. I think he actually might appreciate it.
Yeah.
But don't say like, oh, that those rounds are weak. No. You should be like, yo, that's slap, but you know, I
that
actually
was great,
yeah. But I actually
I prefer when you do this, you need to stay here, you know
what I'm saying? Yeah. Slow it down. Don't lie to niggas, dog.
Yeah. Don't lie to niggas. Niggas be walking away like they John Cena with the title. Bro, don't lie to niggas, bro.
Because at the end of the day, that's your pleasure.
That's your pleasure. That's your pleasure.
That's your pleasure.
And I think that's where I'm coming from when I have these conversations, because if I like having sex with you, I want to continue, but I can't continue if it's a selfish thing, if it's like for me only.
Yeah.
It has to be good for you too, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But don't you guys feel like you can tell, man?
What?
When it's not banging.
Have you guys ever had mid, like...
Rounds.
Mid rounds.
Go first.
Mid grade.
Yeah, of course.
What's mid rounds? Sex is a beautiful thing, yeah?
So you enjoy like, any box, chair box, your lunch box, Tupperware, you like everything.
Bucket for one.
Yeah, I understand. So you versatile.
I probably wouldn't have sex with you if I didn't think I was going to enjoy it anyway.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's one of those things.
Out of the 10 times in your life that you've had sex, you've enjoyed every single time.
10 out of 10.
Oh my God. You different. Shout out to whoever's giving you the real stuff.
I wonder if out of those 10 times, if
they
those 10
you were.
Times,
That's the real conversation.
Yeah.
That's the real conversation.
I don't know. It's a, you know how Gold River City can never be bad.
Oh,
I get you.
I get him.
As soon as you wake up in the morning and you know that this is gonna happen.
Yeah,
this is, you know, anaconda.
Yeah.
I get you.
You know
what I genuinely? Yeah, nah. The one that didn't talk too much.
Yeah.
I didn't think we were gonna talk about this today.
Yeah, no. It's good to touch on. I think it's a good way to segment into the next conversation, which we might have in the future.
Sure,
we will be talking about sexual things. The podcast is rated 18 plus. It is
business.
So if you're underage, stop listening.
Yeah, don't have sex when you're not ready too. Hey?
Yeah. On the note, thank you guys for Tom Pryor. Thank you. You're great. I think we might have to replace Lucas.
Oh my God. No, we got yo. This was great. I love talking to you guys. These are the locker room vibes.
Mike,
we don't want to run the roads.
Yeah.
Aware.
Yeah, so if you guys don't know, we're going to be having a whole bunch of guests in the future. Like, we're going to be bringing like artists like Trump Pyre, people like Robert Boy, but we won't be speaking about them, interviewing them.
How does Robert Boy do that thing?
Have their perspective of like real life conversations, you get me? What number are you two, man? Yeah, we're trying to have their perspective of real life conversations, you get what I'm saying? So, for example, we have Trump Pyre, amazing artist, check him out on all platforms.
Oh, well.
What's the latest album?
The new album is coming out in August. It's called It's Not a Mistake.
Damn. Is it about your first baby?
I get it.
Is it about your first baby? Baby on the way.
Not the second
is
one.
What? Is there a baby on the way?
No, there's definitely not a baby on the way. There's an album on the way.
You don't know.
There's an album on the way. Hey, yo, I'm responsible. Don't ever put that out there.
But my point is, guys, let us know who you guys want to feature on the podcast. We can bring them in and have them have real life conversations. I love you guys.
Love you guys.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please give us 5 stars. Give us 5 stars and tell us why. You're going
to
give us
tell us what we need to improve on. We love you guys. Take care.
And have a great week, Friday, whatever.
Of course.